Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode L. L is for labeling everything. Labels help everyone, including visitors, know where to return home every item. Photos help provide extra visual cues. So before we delve deeper into labeling, a brief update on my journey to Machu Picchu. So it was amazing, absolutely phenomenal. The hiking, we spent 5 days hiking the Salkantay Trail into Machu Picchu. We had decent weather for the most part. The only bad weather day was when we were actually in Machu Picchu, but it was still unbelievable and the history there was amazing. We climbed up to 16,000 elevation at Rainbow Mountain, which was a day after. We hiked down 5,000 feet one day, which was way too much for my knees. And then we also experienced an active landslide where we had to wait like 4 hours for the people in front of us to get across. And then our guides, there were like four groups through our company, and they stationed themselves throughout maybe about like a football length of rock slides that we had to run from one guide to the next guide to the next guide. And they would tell us like, stop, wait, while the rocks fell down. And then we continue. Most of the time it was like small little rocks, but one guy who was not part of any of the guided tour just ran and he got smacked in the head with a rock and he's bleeding. And so I think it made our guides a little nervous, but we made it all through safe and sound. So thankful we did not have to hike back 6 miles and that we could continue forward. And that was amazing. And I love the mountains. And we rode up a horse one day, which was just so much fun. I was like a child again. It was so giddy and amazing. And the bottom line is, if you have a chance to visit Machu Picchu or visit Peru, go do it. The mountains are amazing. The valleys are amazing. There's so much change in scenery and it's just such a peaceful place and the people are so kind and we had a lovely, wonderful time and I do highly, highly recommend it. And if you've already been, feel free to post a picture on my Instagram reel, ABCs of Home Organization, and let me know your favorite part about visiting Peru and or Machu Picchu. So delving into a labeling system, we've discussed this probably in every episode, at least a little bit. Labeling is one of the most important things that you can do to help yourself and everyone in your house maintain your organized systems. So we're going to touch briefly on why to label, what to label, and then how to label. And so let's go. Because I love to quote, I'm going to quote the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, which is NAPO again. That's our national organization for organizers. And they state that labeling systems can reduce time spent on organizing by 30%. That is a lot of time if you factor in how much brain power you spend trying to remember where you place something. If there is a label and you or a picture, then you automatically know where it goes and it's just one to drop it in there and you don't have to think about it, which is amazing. And that is what we want to do. And I've realized that I'm saying amazing a lot today and I think I'm just still in awe of Peru. So sorry about that, but also not going to edit it out. Also know that in schools and classrooms, everything is labeled there because it's going to promote independence with the kids that are attending. And the same is true at home. So whether it's adults, kids, roommates, grandparents, whomever's living in that home, know that labeling is going to help people stay organized. It's going to help them put everything back in the right place, return home. No idea where that accent came out. And it's just going to also reinforce like habits, right? Because if it is labeled, you're going to see that label. It's going to trigger the reminder in your brain that, oh, the scissors go there. Oh, my when I go grocery shopping and I have pasta, the pasta goes in this bin that's labeled pasta. You don't have to think, oh, where do I put this? Or where can I find room for it? You know exactly where it goes. So your decision fatigue is always going to be reduced as well. It's going to save you time because you don't have to rearrange or try to make something fit. It's got an assigned home. It goes into that specific home. Just follow the label. And now the what to label can be anything from very minor to extreme. I have done kitchens where we label every shelf on the inside of the cabinet, but we also label the outside of the cabinet because they need to see it to know what's in it. And I remember her telling me that she would get lost in her high school, that her brain's spatial awareness, spatial knowledge was so low that she could not remember how to get to her classes. And so we labeled everything in her entire house on the inside and the outside, just so that she would be able to find what she's looking for and then put things away. I've also, for clients that have caretakers, we use a lot of labels on the outside of cabinets as well, just so that they know exactly where, you know, the diapers are or the pads or foot creams, things like that. And so we want to label as much as possible to prevent confusion, but it's also so that when things are being put away, they're put away neatly. They're put away in an organized fashion. Things aren't just tossed on a shelf and then maybe you have to buy duplicates again because you can't find something because it's all jumbled or packed up high. And then also for kids or non-English speakers, or again with the caretakers, we've used photos. And so if you want to make it easier for those who cannot read or their brains just work better with the visual, then use photos. And that will just help tell what's in that designated bin, closet, cabinet, drawer. So different spaces that you can label is, as I mentioned, as little or as much as you want. I've labeled light switches. I've labeled the heck out of a pantry because, let's be honest, I even have labels in my pantry. It just helps, makes the brain feel good. You can do your cleaning supplies and your bathroom toiletries or supplies for arts, kids stuff. I mean, it's literally the gamut of what you can choose to label. And then just be a little generic. So choose dental as opposed to toothpaste or toothbrushes, and that will encompass everything having to do with your mouth. Or you can do canned goods for a section of the pantry as opposed to canned fruit, canned vegetables, canned beans, because then you're labeling a lot more, where just canned goods or canned food, however, encompasses all of the canned goods that you're going to have. I would still potentially recommend that you do organize it by beans, vegetables, tomatoes, etc. But the general labeling can be generic, unless you also do want to have the individual labels for the beans, etc. Do that. Whatever it is that you need in order to be organized and to find things, label as much as possible. But sometimes labeling can be too much, and that in itself becomes overwhelming. So just be aware of your own limitations. And another place I love, love, love to use labels is the linen closets. So especially with your sheets, if you have different size sheets in your house, twin, queen, double, king, definitely get one of those linen organizers and then put a label on it. Queen sheets, king sheets. And that way, if anyone else is doing your bedding, they're able to find exactly which bedding to replace it with. And I definitely use labels in garages. I use bigger ones than my standard size. And that's just because big labels look amazing. There it is again. But holiday, fall holiday, Christmas holiday, you can do camping gear, tools, recreation, entertaining, whatever it is you keep in your garage. I would label the bin and try to categorize what's inside that bin. So don't do a mismatch or a junk drawer bin. Actually organize it and keep like with like when you're doing that, and then label it properly on the outside. We touched briefly for C is for checking the mail often with office labels and letters and mail, etc. And so definitely label all your paperwork and your files and your mail system that you have set up, hopefully already by C that you did. And a reminder that the labels are for you, but also for anybody that's going to be coming in to help you. If you have a guest, a visitor, a house manager, you have a sibling that's going to come and watch your house for a week, you want a system in place so that they could come in and just automatically know where to put everything, where to find anything. If anything goes wrong, good, happy, sad, they're able to find exactly what they need in order to solve a situation or to advance some task that needs to be done. And of course, your children's areas. So especially the toy area, it is going to get messy. Kids love to take that bin out, dump it on the floor, and move to the next bin before they've even played with that first bin. And so labels are huge. And requiring your child to actually put away the toys and clean up the mess that is made is also big. And so if you have labeled bins with photos and or words or both, it allows them to take responsibility to put them away themselves. And so rather than just picking up and dumping in every bin where they can't then find it again, or it makes it harder to find what it is they're looking for, create those labels so that they're able to do it. And you can even have them help you. And so like make the label, put on the thing and have them go attach it to the bin. And that will give them again that ownership of their space so that they're able to do it themselves. And depending on the age, if they are uber young, they may need your assistance, but eventually they will become a habit for them and they'll be able to do it without you. And so just label with pictures, label with dress up blocks, Legos, however it is that they do. And also like school supplies or crafting supplies, really big on labeling. And so I love those shoe bins for crafting supplies, especially if you have a lot of it. And so you can put like your glue and tape in one, your crayons in another, you can do writing utensils or paper. If you have different type of paper, I think it's a 6 drawer with the bright colors, rainbow colors that you just pull out. And you can put cardstock paper in one, or printer paper, writing paper with the lines, art paper, construction paper, and you just do each paper in a different drawer and then label the drawer with the words that we just mentioned or whatever you ended up putting inside each drawer. And a fun change for storing children's clothes I've been seeing a ton on Instagram right now is you just get the cubed bins and you put like underwear and socks in one bin and label it. So again, with the words in the picture, t-shirts in another, shorts and pants in a third. And so each child technically only needs 3. You could split that up even more and give them 6, depending on your space restraints and how many children you have. And then they just drop it in there. And it's supposed to be fine for not getting wrinkled because you're not stuffing it. It's a bare minimum of quantity. And so it's just kind of placed in there. And it gives them the responsibility, again, of taking their clothes to the room and then putting it away based upon the labels that are on the outside of the bins. You also, if you do have dressers, all good. You can put a label on the outside of the dresser. If you are hanging up the clothes in the closet for yourself or for children, you can also, there have like circular labels, they have sticks, they have a lot of different things that you can use to differentiate the sections. So you can do like all t-shirts and then long sleeve, and then you can go pants and shorts, and you would just put the label divider in between each different section. And again, I just want to reiterate that whatever system you create for yourself, however it is designed, is exactly right for you. And know that you can always tweak it and change it. So if after 6 months you go to that bin that you labeled pasta and you see that you have not just pasta in there, but you added your rice and you added some quinoa, you can just change that label from pasta and you can put grains or evening fillers or however you want to label it. And also, if you are removing a bin from a space and it doesn't immediately go back, like you pull it out, grab the backup shampoo, and you put the bin right back, also label the shelf that it lives on so that if it is removed, like the kids' Legos, and they have to put it back, the bin itself is labeled, but also the exact spot on the shelf is labeled as well. So Lego Lego matches, or dental dental, however it is you're going to be doing it. And that way, again, if it's left out, a kid, adult, a roommate, et cetera, does not have to be like, oh my gosh, where does this go? I don't know where it goes. Especially if you pull more than one bin out at the same time. And so know to do that as well. All right, so how is it going? Do you have a million ideas of what to label, how to label, and where to label? I hope so. So this last little thing that we're going to dive into is just, I guess, how to label, right? And there are 1,000 labels out there that you can buy through one of your stores, in person, online, and it's just a matter of your personal choice. And so I have a label maker. I use a Brother P Touch and I absolutely love it. You can go, I'll put it in the show notes, but on my Instagram page as well as my website, you can find the suggested label maker as well as other products that I recommend. But with a label maker, I love it so that all of your labels look the same. And it's also neater than my handwriting. You may have amazing handwriting, calligraphy or some such, and you want to write it and go for it. They have chalk markers that you can write on, like erasable labels that are designed exactly for the chalk markers. Go for it. Love it. Unfortunately, my handwriting is horrible and I regret ever using those, even if clients ask for it. And nowadays I don't, because it is so bad compared to a lovely label. that's printed for me. And you can also change the font of that. You can add frames to it. You could add graphics. The one that I have, you can connect to the computer. And so you can type up all your labels, adding whatever design that you want, and then print it to the label maker, which I think is amazing. I've only done that once where I printed a ton of labels. Most of the time I just print as I go. And then just a side note, the chalkboard labels do sometimes not want to erase. And so just grab a magic eraser, add a little water, and it should come off for you. And if you do a quick Google search, you can find a ton of very pretty pantry labels and also some for bathrooms. They're very generic. And so if you have specific items that you need to label, I don't recommend that route because you might not have the exact label that you need, but they have your main ones and they come with like 150 labels and they're normally extremely pretty. And I love the look of them on like a solid white bin or even glass. And so that's an option. You can get washi tape or my favorite blue painter's tape and just use a permanent marker. This is gonna be your cheapest option and just label everything that way. You could cut your tape to make it even. I just tear it off. But if you don't wanna spend money on actual labels, this is gonna be your best option. And then if you have like baskets or items that you don't need a sticky label, there's tags that you can just clip on. And so just Google label clips and a million options will come up for that as well. And you can definitely change up the style. Like if you wanna use pre-printed ones for your pantry, but you wanna do written ones for your bathroom, that's fine. I do recommend that you keep the same style for the specific individual areas, but if you wanna switch it up across the different rooms, I feel like that's fine. It's all of what you care and like and want it to be. And then if you want a color code, so a certain color means a certain person in the household, you can do that. Or a certain color means a certain thing in this one room or that zone, etc. But again, just keep it consistent however you decide to do your system and don't make it too confusing. Simple is best for your brain and for keeping up an organizing system. And then I just want to state that if something is always out of place or you find that you're never putting it back, it either A, needs a label or you have to rehome it. And so just tweak the organizing system that you have created to find a better solution for the things that are staying out of place. And if you have any questions, let me know. If something's not working for you, you can send me an email. It's in the show notes, and or even go to the ABCs of Home Organization Community on Facebook and ask your question there. And either myself or another will respond to you and let you know another suggestion for what is not working for you. So your homework for this week, just pick one room and label 5 items. That's all you got to do. Whether it's the painter's tape or you actually buy a label maker or however you want to do it. And then post a picture. Let me know how it's going. And if you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. And as you go through this organizing process, just remember that getting organized is never about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I'd love for you to be kind to yourself during this organizing process. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave me a review. Also, join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community. Post pictures, ask questions, and tell us how your journey is going. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing!